Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Last night, the ratings came out yesterday afternoon, I should say. The ratings were strong. Strong ratings. Not as strong as what some people thought they would be, including Anthony Lima. Lima, you thought that they'd have stronger ratings, or did you see that these ratings would come out? Because last night, or yesterday afternoon, should say, the ratings came out, and it was just over 22 million people watched the national championship game from just this past Monday. Now, that pointed out, it is a drop from the previous national championship game between Michigan and Washington.
Like 12%?
A 12% drop from Michigan and Washington. Why was that? I think part of it has to do with the inauguration. I think part of it has to do with it being a holiday. I know it's at night, but I think that part of that has to do with it. What I don't understand, those are just my thoughts. I don't understand, if I were Kenny Carman in Birmingham, Alabama, and I grew up a big Alabama fan, and I still like college football the way I like college football now, it would just me in a different part of the country, I'd still watch the national championship game. Like, I watched Alabama and Georgia in the national championship. Watch LSU in the national championship game. I don't think I've missed a national championship game since they started playing them.
Right. I watch it every
year.
And
that, like, goes back to the old days where it's just voted, and here's the Orange Bowl, and this is Nebraska and Miami.
Yeah, that original SEC. I don't understand that. The original SEC national championship game, I remember I had the least amount of interest in ever. Because we had seen that game already, and it was the SEC, and I was mad. I'll be honest. So I can understand why the entire South...
Did you not watch
might
it?
Have, I barely paid attention to it.
Wow.
And it was more of a protest. I'm sure there were a lot of people in the South who have been... You know, they were fighting for Alabama to get into this playoff. They were fighting for Ole Miss.
Weird.
And then they saw it play out, and then they saw vindication, really, from the Big Ten people. They're like, yeah, the Big Ten was a lot better than people thought, and they didn't know any way to deal with it, so they just said, we're just not watching it, and they're just chalking it up to an anomaly, bad year, they'll never happen again.
Two bad years in a row?
I know.
And Notre Dame being in the national championship game and probably having a better team coming back next year.
And Nick Saban's not coming back.
Nope.
So that's over. So I do think there was a bit of a protest in the South. I also think this is two straight years where the Rose Bowl audience, which is always this massive audience, stayed the same. The Rose Bowl audience kind of stayed the same with the national championship. What does that tell you? You're not getting casual fans to watch this championship game. The same fans that watch the Rose Bowl which means you're not growing. Only the Super Bowl is the thing that grows. And the NBA's had problems with this too. They're not getting casual fans to watch the NBA Finals. It's not special anymore. NFL is, right? You're going to get more casual fans jump on the bandwagon this week because the ratings have been down both in the wild card and the semifinals, mm-hmm. but it's AFC Championship and NFC Championship. You're going to get people come out of the woodwork. People have watch parties. You know, are people doing Monday night watch parties for the National Championship?
Are we counting streaming now? Because it's been a little bit up and down on counting or not counting.
But you see what I'm saying. Like, Monday night, are people having National Championship watch parties?
No.
Maybe some Ohio State. I mean, I was invited to a few things, and everyone's like, no, we can't go. We got to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's got to be up first thing. So that's
And it's not the Super Bowl.
So the Monday is the first thing. And the other thing that I'm seeing most people attribute this to is, how are we still playing football at the end of January? So we've seen so many football games. We've seen so many playoffs. We all agree that a tournament is pretty cool because it gives you more games. Even if I was against certain aspects of the playoff and watering down the regular season, it does mean you have all these elimination games at the end of the year, which are supposed to be cool. But is this a situation where you're getting diminishing returns? Too much football. And fans just didn't feel like this was special. Like, you would have thought Notre Dame, Ohio State, national championship, special.
I don't know how you can't think it's special.
Two teams locking up that have the traditions and history and the fan bases and the alumni bases. Like, you would have thought special, and yet the fans were telling you this was not special to us.
Well, I don't see a lot of college football played on a Monday night, even Maction. I don't see that during the regular season, so why can't we just play it on a Friday? I know you can't play it on a Saturday later in the year because you have to deal with the NFL. No one wants to go up against the NFL with anything, or unless they just accept that there's going to be a a part of the audience that's just not going to watch the NFL and it'll watch your product. Okay, fine. Like the Puppy Bowl or something during the Super Bowl. Sunday, you're not going to do it for the same reason. Why can't they just play the national championship? I mean, when I was an Ohio State fan, the greatest moment of my life was a Friday night beating Miami. That was a Friday night football game. You can't play the national championship game on a Friday night. What's stopping you from playing it on a Friday night? I think the NFL has proven you'll watch sports any day of the week. NBA primetime, even though it's a lesser number, you'll still watch sports any day of the week. Why can you not play that game on a Friday night? High school football is long over with by the time it happens. I think the season needs to start earlier. I hate to put this out there because I love the Army-Navy game, but I think
you can
play the Army-Navy game at 3, then you can play another game later on. I don't think it takes away from the ceremony and all the fun of the Army-Navy game. I don't think that you're taking the Army-Navy game and just making it a undercard for a national championship implication game. It's Army-Navy. It's a very special day and a very special game. I don't think you're taking away from it.
So,
can add these things, and damn it, you can take away this conference championship, and you can add teams to the playoffs and then do it how you're actually supposed to do it.
So I do have a question about the times and when these games are played. You know, the Super Bowl doesn't play. Everybody's always like, well, prime time. Prime time gets the most viewers. When does the Super Bowl start? Not prime time. That is not prime time, and the NFL has not moved it later. Like, it used to be at 6, like 18 or whatever. Now it's a little later to 6:30. They're not moving it to 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night. No. Why? They want the most eyeballs. Super Bowl parties would drop precipitously if all of a sudden the game was at 8:30, right? They just would. People now have to do something the next day.
Dinner time in the East, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the West Coast. Yeah. I mean, and people are going to watch from around the world.
And then I'm going to bring up, and you just tell me if you think this is just a bad example all the way around and an all-time one-off. Then women's national championship was in Cleveland this year.
Yeah.
They did not play that game in prime time. You know what that peaked at? And I know it had Caitlin Clark, and I know that had casual fans that were tuned in. It peaked at 24 million. What would they have gotten had they have played that game on a Monday night at 8 o'clock? They would have gotten half that.
They wouldn't have got 24 million. I don't know if you can use that as the example, though, because it's Caitlin Clark. And I think we're seeing, I mean, how many women's college basketball games have I watched? I've watched a fraction that I watched last year because there's no Caitlin Clark.
So is Caitlin Clark bigger than Ohio State and bigger than Notre Dame?
I don't get to see a lot of Juju Watkins on the West Coast.
She's big enough to set with Taylor Swift.
She's, Owen, I think you just kind of hit it. I mean, if you're talking about casual fans, Ohio State has a giant fan base, but do they have enough of the casual fans coming in?
Well, that's
Notre Dame has a giant fan base. Do they have enough of the casual fan base coming in?
And there used to be a time when casual fans would jump on to a national championship game and watch the final game of the year. They're not doing it anymore. And they're not doing it in the NBA Finals, and they're really not doing it in the World Series. So they're only doing it. They're only doing it in the NFL and in Caitlin Clark.
And I don't understand this, but maybe if I was born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama, maybe I would have just watched something. I can't imagine why you would if you were a big college football fan. But clearly there has to be something here where people in the Southeast said, nope, not watching teams in the North. Goodbye.
They did.
Those people from the South, in my experience, do not respect Ohio State and Notre Dame the way that you guys respect Ohio State and Notre Dame. They acknowledge that they are top programs, but they are not revered and coveted as...
It's just weird to me. Yeah. It's just... I know there's a lot of history there. It's just... It's very weird to me. If you're a college football fan, how you would not watch a college football national championship game.
Than the game.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's a big game. I would still count it second. I wouldn't count it first. I know. We got pro football up here.
It took me living here to recognize the game as big as it is compared to the Red River, whatever we're calling it now.
Yeah, you can't say shootout anymore. Yeah. Well, maybe you can again. We'll find out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can't do coming in hot tomorrow because you're not here tomorrow. So we're not going to do
You can do it?
I'm not doing coming in hot with Daryl here. Are you nuts?
Oh, I think you have to.
No. Daryl's an emotional boy. We're not doing that.